讲员。
And now we'll invite Elder Tennyson to introduce to us our speakers today.
我们今天真是非常的荣幸。
Today we're very honored.
我们能够请到袁佑轩教授还有他的父母来到我们当中。
We are able to invite Dr. Christopher Yuan as well as the parents to be among us.
袁教授是在牧笛圣经学院教授圣经课程的。
And he's a lecturer professor at the Moody Bible Institute.
他的父亲袁立阳医生是一个很成功的牙医。
His father is a very successful dentist.
本来是子承父业，父业本来袁教授也是要去学习做牙医的。
Initially, the son was going to follow the footsteps of the dad, and Dr. Christopher Yuan was going to also be a dentist.
但为什么他今天是在牧笛圣经学院教授圣经学呢？
But why is he now teaching Bible courses at Moody Bible Institute?
这当中有很多曲折的故事。
Is twists and turns in the story.
有很多人生的改变。
There are a lot of changes in the path of life.
所以我们今天很荣幸请到他们三位一同来分享他们这个整一家人在这个过程当中的所经历到的神与他们的同在。
And today we are very honored that we can have all three of them to be among us to share with us how God was present with them.
所以这里有这个袁教授跟他母亲合写的一本书。
There's this book that's co-authored by Dr. Yuan and the mom.
这英文叫 Out of a Far Country.
And the English title is Out of a Far Country.
这本书被翻译成很多的语言。
This book has now been translated into many different languages.
有中文，有德文，有西班牙文等等。
There's Chinese, there's German, and there's also Spanish and other languages.
很高兴他们带了一部分的书来跟我们分享。
We are very thankful that they brought a collection of the books to share.
所以待会崇拜完了以后，我们在前台那里有一个书桌，大家可以到那去购买来支付这个出版的费用。
So later on, you could see in the front, there's a desk at the front entry, and the books are displayed.
每本书都有他们亲自的签名。
Every book has been signed.
这个英文的这个版本已经没有了，所以大家如果要买英文的话，你要在那里登记，然后这个星期可以给大家寄过来。
This is the very last copy of the English edition. So if you want to have an English edition, please sign up, write your name down, and we will mail it to you in the coming weeks.
中文译本叫《不再是我》。
The book in Chinese, the title is "It's No Longer Me."
这本书我们还有一定的数量在前台，所以大家及早去购买。如果不够的话，大家要登记，然后我们再给大家寄过来。
We do only have a limited number of the Chinese copies, and if you want one, it's either you kind of be quick in your actions, or you could register and get more copies.
所以我们今天第一堂是由他们三位来给我们做这个见证。
So the first session this morning is going to be a testimony by the family.
第二堂呢，我们这个主日学时间是继续的这个。联合主日学。
And in our second session, it's going to be a combined Sunday school.
袁教授会给我们来对这个美国这个同性恋婚姻合法化的这个立案来做一个回应。
And Dr. Christopher is going to teach us and instruct us on the response that a Christian have in face of, let's say, the decision by the Supreme Court.
好，那我们把时间交给你们三位。
And now we hand the time over to the family.
国在我小的时候想象中是一个钱长在树上遍地是黄金的一个国家。
So America for me when I was still a child, I imagined that it's going to be a place where money grows on trees and it's just gold everywhere in the country.
1964年10月30号我在纽约市的港口上岸。
And so I entered into America through the New York port on the 30th of October 1964.
第一个晚上我住在我朋友一个哈林贫民区的一个破旧的公寓里面。
So the very first night here I stayed with a friend in Harlem, which is a very a place of poverty.
让我更吃惊的是第二天10月31号
And something that shocked me even more was that the next day was the 31st of October.
看见一群小朋友穿着奇装异服向每家敲门然后说 trick or treat.
And a bundle of children just came to my door knocking and they were dressed strangely and they called to me trick or treat.
我才知道我对美国的看法是错误的。
It was only then that I recognized and I realized that, oh, my impression of America was wrong.
蒋郎君是我大学东海大学的情人。
Sister 蒋郎君 is my lover in university.
她比我晚一年到了美国。
She arrived in the States a year after I did.
她来了第二年我们就结婚了
So the second year when she's here we got married
我当时也以为只要我们两个人相亲相爱我们一定会有一个幸福和美满的家庭
前天是他们50th anniversary
It was their 50th wedding anniversary 2 days before
那个百分之百是因为主给我们的恩典
And this is 100% a blessing from the Lord
在人的方面的话是我太太 99.9% 是她的功劳
When it comes to the human effort it is 99.9% from my wife
所以我当时没有想到我对婚姻的看法也是错误的
So I did not realize that even my impression of marriage was also wrong I initially thought that as long as two people love one another dot on each other we'll just have a beautiful blessed wedding
我是一个
marriage, sorry
我是一个独生子生活在一个传统的家庭教会中长大的
I am the only son, only child of the family and I grew up in a very traditional family
所以我认为孝顺是非常重要的所以我开始想讨好两方面
So I regard filial piety as ultimately very important and I try to be pleasing on both ends
最后一面都没有讨到好
But instead I was at a loss on both ends
因此积年累月聚集了无数件没有解决的婚姻问题
And so through the years I accumulated a whole load of unresolved marital problems
另外生活在一个自我中心的心态之下
And I also lived in a very self-centered condition
所以我们婚姻的灾难是无可避免的
So it's inevitable that there was going to be a disaster to our marriage
终于在两个孩子儿子的鼓励之下我们开始办理离婚的手续
And it was under the encouragement of our two sons that we began the process of a divorce
去结束28年的婚姻
To end a marriage of 28 years
同年5月17号1993年
In 1993 on the 17th of May
我们儿子佑轩从他的牙医学院回家
Our son, Christopher, he was in dental school and he came home one day.
他对我们宣布说我是同性恋
And he came out to us and told us that I am gay.
因为我们夫妻的感情已经到了绝望的地步
And because the love between the husband and wife was already at the point of breaking.
因此我没有同心协力和我太太一起去面临这一个大的挑战
And so I did not with my wife together try to face up to this immense challenge
我不但没有安慰他反而指责和怪他认为儿子变成同性恋和他有很大的关系
Not only did I not comfort my wife I in fact rebuked her and said that the fact that my son is now gay is all your fault
另一方面从我儿子的告白之中
And from the confession of my son,
我开始怀疑我们这个家是不是应该大家分道扬镳。
I began to be suspicious and, skeptical, and was thinking if we should just go our own ways.
既然儿子想要去过同性恋的生活，就让他去吧。
Since my son wants to live a gay life, gay way of living, then so be it.
对儿子。和对太太 我已经没有能力去帮助他们。
I was helpless, totally helpless in terms of trying to help my son as well as my wife.
尤其大家都感觉生活在痛苦之中。
Especially when everyone thinks that we are all living in suffering.
那还不如各自的去寻找自己想要的快乐。
If that's the case, why not? You know, why not go and search out our own happiness?
没有想到我太太的看法和我完全不一样。
I was totally unexpected that my wife had a totally different opinion.
你不能想象当儿子佑轩用几个简单的字对我们说。
It's so you cannot imagine how we felt when our son used such simple language to tell us.
我是同性恋，带给了我们多么大的悲伤。
I am gay, and how much sorrow it brought to us.
我以为用这个最后通牒威胁他，要他选择亲情，或者选择同性恋。
I thought I could use an ultimatum, and it's to say you could either choose to be gay or you can choose a family.
他会清醒过来，一定可以改变的。
That he would come around, and there will definitely be changes.
儿子却很坚定地回答说
But the son was very determined and he said
我生来就是同性恋 不可能改变
I was born gay, there's no way of change
如果你们不能接纳我那我只有离家选择离家这条路
If you're not going to accept me then there's only one path that I can choose and that's to leave the family
毫无犹豫地儿子拎起背包就走出了家门。
And with no regrets, he picked up his bag and he walked out the door.
这比我听到了他死亡的消息更难接受。
This is a news that's even harder to accept if I were to receive a news that he's dead.
比一把尖锐的刀刺伤了我更痛。
It's more painful than if a sharp knife, a dagger was to pierce me.
任何词汇都不足以形容我当时悲伤的。
There was no words that could describe the pain that I went through.
又羞耻，又愤怒。
The shame and the anger.
全身的血液似乎刹那间流出了体外。
And it's as if all the blood in my body was just spilled out.
我瘫痪地跌倒在地上。
I was paralyzed. I fell to the floor.
整个身体僵硬得像冰块。
And my body was frozen like ice.
心想不只是婚姻已破碎，连这个跟我最接近的小儿子。
I was thinking, not only is my marriage now shattered, even this young son who is so close to me.
And 是我生命中唯一的希望也背叛了我。
And this my only hope in life has betrayed me.
我到了生命的尽头，世界在我眼前崩溃。
It's almost as if I walked to the end of my life and the world is just breaking apart from before my eyes.
我完全没有要再继续活下去的理由。
There was no reason for me to live on.
因此，我决定要去做一件不可思议的事。
So I decided to do something that was unthinkable.
结束我的生命。
To end my life.
那时我还没有重生得救。
At that point in time, I was not reborn.
不知为什么，我却想去见一位牧者。
But something in me makes me want to go see a pastor.
他给了我一本有关同性恋的小册子。
And this minister gave me a pamphlet on homosexuality.
我就不告而别的离家出走。
And I, without saying farewell, I left home.
买了一张单程火车票，计划到卢易柳。和儿子佑轩见最后一面，然后去自杀。
I bought a one-way ticket, on the train to travel to Louisville with the intention to see my son Christopher one last time before I take my life.
身上只带着那份小册子和皮包，就这样我上了前往 Louisville 的火车。
And on me, I only took the pamphlet as well as a handbag. I got on a train and headed for Louisville.
相信只有一死了之可以解决我所有的问题。
I was thinking that the only resolution to all my troubles is death.
向来不喜欢看书的我竟然在火车上开始读那份小册子。
I am never an avid reader, but for some reason I started to read that pamphlet on the train.
神打开了我的心眼。
The Lord opened my eyes.
让我明白了耶稣的心肠。
That I can now, that I understood the heart of Christ.
他为我们被钉在十字架上。
That he was crucified for us on the cross.
他的救恩就是，虽然我们独是罪人，神依然无条件地爱我们。
That his saving grace is that even though we are sinners, he still loves us.
既然神可以无条件地爱我，我也应该无条件地去爱我那同性恋的儿子。
If God can so unconditionally love me, then I too can unconditionally love the son who is gay.
到了 Louisville, 我从那本 小册子背面的一个电话号码联络上了一位住在那的退休师母。
From a number that I picked up from the back of the pamphlet, I was able to contact a pastor who was retired.
退休的师母。
A pastor's wife who has retired.
联络，她辅导了我六个礼拜。
She counseled me for 6 weeks.
带着我查经祷告。
She led me in praying as well as Bible study.
我如饥似渴般，日夜不停地把自己沉浸在神的话语中。
I had such thirst and hunger in my heart. I immersed myself in God's word.
原本去 Louisville 是要结束我的生命。
When I went to Louisville, I had the intention to end my life.
实际上，我的确是做到了。
And in fact, I did do that.
今天我最喜爱的经句之一就是加拉太书二章二十节。
Today, one of my favorite verses is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
六个礼拜之后，我接到那位辅导我太太退休师母的电话。
About 6 weeks later, I received a phone call from this pastor's wife who has been counseling my wife.
她非常兴奋地跟我说，你太太已经得救了，她已经将她的生命奉献给神了。
She very excitedly told me that your wife has been saved. She has now offered her life unto God.
我听了以后，心中很不高兴。
After I heard the news, I was very displeased.
我就说，跟她说这个不是一个好消息。
I told her this is not good news.
这个对我是一个噩梦。
This is a nightmare for me.
因为从现在起，神会站在她那一方面，那我更吵不过她了。
And so, because from this moment on, God's going to be on her side, and there's no way I could win the argument anymore.
可是后来我观察，她的改变不只是表现在星期天而已。
But later on, I observed, her change was not only from on Sundays.
而是神在各方面都在慢慢改变她。
But that God in all aspects of her life is starting to change her.
她每天早上都用数小时的时间，在她的祷告的小斗室里面读经祷告。
So in every morning, she spent numerous hours to pray in her little closet, a little war room, prayer room, prayer closet.
她拥有一个很大和充满了信心，充满活力的信心。
She has a faith that is full of energy.
她的生活的每一个层面都在慢慢改变。
All aspects of her life, were changing.
所以我在旁边观察，我觉得她得到的不是一个宗教信仰。
So for me as an observer, I think she did not receive a religion.
她得到了和主耶稣基督有一个亲密的关系。
She received this intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus.
不知不觉，神也在我的身上开始做工。
And unknowingly to me,God was starting to work on me also.
我就和我太太一起去上教会。
I began to go to the church with my wife.
然后我们一位朋友邀请我们去参加一个查经班。
A friend invited us to attend a Bible study.
这个查经班叫 BSF Bible Study Fellowship.
This Bible study is called BSF Bible Study Fellowship.
叫国际圣经研究团契。
The International Bible Study Fellowship.
我们开始在神的话语中看到了神的爱，在灵命上开始扎根。
We began to see the love of God in His Word, as well as to be rooted in our spirituality.
神的话打开了我心中的眼睛。
God's Word opened up the eyes of my heart.
不久，我也将我的生命交出来给主耶稣基督。
And soon after, I also lifted up my life to Christ Jesus.
神开始医治我们两个人的婚姻。
God started to heal our marriage.
让我们恢复了原来的感情和爱情。
That He restored the love and the romance that we had.
成为心灵一体，更和神接近。
That in our heart and our soul, we are closer to God.
这是神要预先的锻炼为我们两个人为将来会来临的另外一场挑战来做准备。
This was God's training to prepare us and equip us so that we could face up to yet another wave of trouble that is, oh, well, challenge, sorry, that's coming up.
因为我们儿子生活在同性恋圈中，越陷越深。
Because our son was going, living a more and more wretched life in the gay community.
From my childhood years, I was just like most other Chinese American kids.
自小我其实就像出生在美国的小朋友一样。
Obey your parents.
你一定要孝顺父母。
Do well in school.
要在学校里有好的表现。
And of course, practice piano.
你要非常积极奋斗的来练你的钢琴。
You see, I didn't fit in with the other American boys. I looked different, and I acted different.
我其实在整个美国其他男孩当中，我格格不入，因为我长相不一样，我的表现也不一样。
God gave me the gifts of music and of sensitivity.
上帝给我的恩赐是在钢琴上，以及有一颗敏锐的心。
And Satan cannot take away those God-given gifts.
所以撒旦确实不能够拿走这些恩赐。
But he can twist the perception of them.
可是他可以扭曲我们对这些恩赐的看法。
And from a young age, I was viewed and ridiculed as being effeminate.
所以我从小其实就被众人取笑为非常女性化。
The first time I remember having these attractions was when I was 9 years old, after I came across pornography at a friend's house.
我记得我最初有这样的一种同性的情愫，是在我九岁的时候，我在我朋友家，我接触到了一些色情的内容
色情杂志。
色情杂志。
At that, and this was not an American friend. This was a Chinese family friend's house.
这不是一个所谓美国白人的家庭，这是一个在一个华人的家庭里面。
And at that young age, I was confused and afraid of those feelings.
我在那小时候，我其实对于这些感觉，我非常的混乱，非常的惧怕。
Without any parental guidance on sexuality, those magazines gave me a distorted view of sex.
其实在性教育方面，我没有从我父母那边得到任何的开导，所以我只能够从这些色情杂志上得到一些非常扭曲的概念。
And they soon became my master.
他们很快的就成为了我的主人。
So with pornography fueling my attractions, I had my first encounter when I was 16 years old.
在这些色情杂志推波助澜之下，我开始就进入了这样同性恋的一些接触。
But I kept my feelings hidden through high school, college, even the Marine Corps reserves.
可是我在我的初中、我的高中，甚至在海军陆战队的那一期间，我其实一直都隐藏我这样的一种感情。
In my early 20s, I started secretly going out to the gay clubs in Chicago.
在差不多我二十岁出头的时候，我在芝加哥，我开始偷偷的去这些同性恋的俱乐部。
Then in my early 20s, I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where I started dental school.
在我二十岁出头的时候，我搬到 Kentucky 的 Louisville, 我开始我的牙医科的学习。
And I came out of the closet and began living openly as a gay man.
我在那时候我就出柜，我开始公开的以一个同性恋者的身份来生活。
I spent most of my free time in the gay clubs.
我大多数休闲的时间其实都是 花在这些同性恋的这些俱乐部里面。
And I went from relationship to relationship, seeking intimacy and happiness.
我从一个关系跳到另外一个关系，为了寻找这样一种亲密的感觉。
But it still left me feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied.
可是我心中其实还是有那种空洞，没有得到完全的满足。
So I began experimenting with drugs.
所以我开始试验使用毒品。
Now, not all gays and lesbians do drugs or are promiscuous. Some do, some do not.
不是所有的男同性恋者和女同性恋者都是使用毒品以及在性生活上面非常的泛滥。
But that's part of my story.
可是这个是我生命的其中一部分。
And I was a dental student and I didn't have much money, so I supported my habit by selling drugs.
所以我那时候是牙医科的学生，我没有什么钱，所以我开始用贩卖毒品来支持我的这样毒品的这种习惯。
And I sold to friends, classmates, even a professor.
我把毒品贩卖给我的朋友、我的同学，甚至我其中一个教授。
I actually thought I could live this double life.
我觉得说我应该是可以活着这种所谓双面人的生活。
Of being a graduate student by day and a promiscuous drug dealer by night.
白天我可以是一个堂堂的一个牙医科学生，晚上呢我就是这样一个淫乱的一个毒枭。
But 3 months before I was to receive my doctorate, the administration expelled me.
可是在我牙医科快要毕业要得到这样博士学位的前3个月，学校竟然开除了我。
So my parents flew from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky.
所以我的父母从芝加哥飞到 Louisville.
And I thought they were going to fight to keep me in school.
我觉得他们会要为我争取让我能够留在学校。
My dad is a dentist and he knew the dean really well.
我爸爸是个牙医，他也非常认识那里的院长。
All they needed to do was to threaten a lawsuit, and I'd stay in school for 3 months and get my doctorate.
他们只需要说我们要告学校，这样子的话，其实学校就会愿意保留我做3个月。
Besides, isn't that what any good Chinese parent should do anyway?
这是不是一个好的华人父母应该所做的事情吗？
But to my surprise, as we sat there in the dean's office,
可是让我非常吃惊的是，当我们坐在这院长的办公室的时候，
my mother looked at the dean and said, "It's not important that Christopher becomes a dentist."
我妈妈对院长说，Christopher 能不能成为牙医不重要。
What's more important?
更重要的
is that Christopher becomes a Christ follower.
更重要的是 Christopher 要成为基督的门徒跟随者。
They knew that nothing was more important than their children knowing Jesus.
他们知道世上没有任何比他们孩子来认识主耶稣基督还重要的事情。
Many Chinese Christians, we will come and worship God on Sunday.
我们许多基督徒，许多华人的基督徒，我们会在礼拜天的时候，我们来敬拜神。
And then we will go home during the week and worship idols.
可是我们在周间的时候，我们回到家里，我们开始敬拜偶像。
The worship of career, and worship the idol of our education.
我们敬拜事业，我们敬拜教育。
And it's no wonder that we also force our children to worship education and the idols of career as well.
所以非常顺其自然的，我们的孩子也被迫着要来敬拜这个偶像，也就是事业以及教育。
And we do more time during the day making sure our children do their homework and then do nothing to help our children be closer to Jesus.
我们每天所花的时间，我们花很多的时间确保我们的孩子把功课做好，可是没有花时间确保我们孩子和基督有这样一个很好的认识。
That is pushing our children away from God and making them worship idols.
这使得让我们的孩子远离主耶稣，并且是让他们在生命当中开始敬拜偶像。
So we should not be surprised when our children go to collegeThey walk away from God because they were never close with God.
所以当我们孩子去到大学的时候，他们远离了神，这有什么好吃惊的呢？因为最起初他们与神之间本来就没有什么亲近的关系啊。
Nothing is more important than our children knowing Jesus.
世界上没有一件比我们孩子能够来认识耶稣更重要的事情。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But unfortunately, I was not happy about their decision.
可是呢，我对于我父母的这样一个决定，我非常的不高兴。
They were not on my side.
他们不站在我这一边。
They were on the school side.
反而站在院方这一边。
So I moved further away from them to the big city of Atlanta, Georgia.
所以我决定把搬离更远，搬离到更离他们更远的一个地方，也就是到了亚特兰大。
And there, I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community.
在那里，我很快的，我开始控制了整个毒品的范畴。
And I became a supplier to other dealers in over a dozen states.
我也成为了这毒品的供应商，是供应到其他十二州的贩卖毒品的人手中。
Breaking Bad had nothing on me. So I in addition, I was also having multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day.
在同时间，我每天其实有很多次的和陌生人的所谓干柴烈火。
Because according to the world, I had it all.
因为照着世界的标准，我其实是拥有了一切。
Money.
我有了金钱。
Fame.
我有了名誉。
Drugs.
我有毒品。
And sex.
我有性。
I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
我为了一个谎言，我把它把神的荣耀替换。
And I began worshiping and serving the creature rather than the creator.
我开始侍奉那被造的，而不是那造物主。
Because in my world, I had become God.
因为在我的世界当中，我就是神。
莉安和我完全不知道儿子在吸毒及贩毒。
My husband and I, we're totally clueless, when it comes to Christopher selling drugs as well as taking drugs.
我们正在新生命的成长中，只知道他需要信主得救。
We're growing in our new life, and all we knew was that he needed to know the Lord and be saved.
所以我坚持不断，每隔一天的寄基督教卡片给他。
So I persisted in sending him a Christian card every other day.
填满了鼓励的话语。
I filled it with encouraging words.
经节和赞美诗歌。
Verses as well as praise hymns.
并且在每一章的结尾，我总一定签上永远爱你的妈妈。
And at the end of every card, I always sign off the mom who loves you forever.
后来知道他读都不读就丢进了垃圾桶。
It was only later that I found out that he did not even take a glimpse at the cards. He just threw it into the trash.
每年过节的时候，他也不回家。
Every year when it comes to the festivals, festivities, he never came home.
儿子既然不愿意回家，那我们只好飞到亚特兰大去看他。
Well, since the son is not unwilling to come home, then we would then fly to Atlanta to see him.
可是没有想到，第二天就被他赶出了门。
But we were chased out of the house on the very next day.
在临走之前，我想留一样东西给他。
Well, before we left, I wanted to leave him with something.
那就是我的第一本圣经。
And that is the very first Bible that I own.
他很生气地对我说，我才不要看你的圣经。
He said to me very angrily, I don't want to read your Bible.
可是我还是把它放在桌子上面，走出了他的门家门。
But I still placed it on his coffee table, and then I walked out the door.
后来我们知道，当我们一出门，他就将我的圣经丢进了垃圾桶。
Later on, I found out that the moment we left, he took the Bible and tossed it into the trash can.
很明显的看出来，他的叛逆是毫无救药的。
It was clear that his rebellion was.The hopeless.
只有神迹可以改变我们的儿子。
That only a miracle can transform my son, our son.
所以我太太就开始做了一个很大胆的祷告。
So my wife began to pray a very bold prayer.
主啊，无论你用任何的方法，只求你将这个浪子带回到你的身边。
Oh Lord, this one thing I ask, that you will bring this prodigal son back to you through whatever means.
虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们没有存着绝望的心情。
Even though we're facing up to this immense crisis, we never lost hope.
只是全心全意定睛在神的诺言之中。
But with all our hearts and all our strength, we fixated our focus on God and His promise.
同时我们有一百多位代祷的兄弟姐妹。
And at the same time, we have about 100 over prayer warriors.
一起向神为佑轩祷告。
Lifting up our prayers together to the Lord.
之后的八年，每一个星期一，我太太都做禁食祷告。
In the subsequent 8 years, my wife would fast and pray on Mondays.
八年如一日。
The 8 years went by as if a day.
甚至有一次禁食祷告39天。
There was even a period of time when she fasted and prayed for 39 days.
他每天早上都在他的祷告的小斗室里面。
Every morning she would spend her time in the prayer closet.
跪着苦苦的哀求读经祷告。
She would kneel down, she would plead, she would read God's word.
他将他的祷告词很多都写了下来。
She oftentimes wrote down, the prayers that she made.
以下是他写下来其中祷告的其中的一个。
And we're going to share one of these prayers.
主啊，我要站在您和我儿子的破口之间。
Oh Lord, I want to stand in the gap between you and my son.
直到这场战打胜为止。
Until this battle is won.
我要站在您和我儿子的破口之间。
I want to stand in the gap between you and my son.
每天我都要虔诚地为他向您祷告和祈求。
That every day I will come piously to pray, to plead, to petition.
我只有一个要求。
I have only this one request.
不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。
That do not have me be discouraged, that I will not lose hope.
无论如何的艰难，如何的困苦。
No matter how difficult, no matter how hard,
我绝不会放弃这儿子。
I will never give up on this son.
主啊，您更不会。
Oh Lord, I know that you much more than I will not give up on this son.
虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计地要毁灭这孩子。
Even though Satan, through all the different ploys, wants to destroy this child,
我仍然要坚持到底。
But I want to persist till the end.
无论要等到何年何月。
I do not know when I'm going to wait until.
我每当向您祈求的时候，我已经将一切的重担、一切的惧怕，都和我的泪水全交托在您的手中。
But every time I come before you to pray, I have committed to you my burdens, my fears, my tears.
八年的祷告和等待，似乎神都没有回应。
It seems as if during those 8 years of praying, God did not respond.
其实，神是听到了我的祷告。
But God has heard my prayer.
只是没有顺着我的意愿。
But He did not do it in accordance to my own will.
他的回答是。
His reply was.
我要你休息，要知道我是神。
I want you to be still and know that I am God.
回想当年我求神改变逆境。
Recalling the times when I'm asking God to change the hard times.
神确实带来了很多的改变。
God indeed brought about many changes.
只是儿子的改变时候还没有到。
But the time of change for my son has yet to come.
他要使我那被已被更新的生命成为他施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。
He wanted me to be that badge of my this new life that I found in Christ to be the channel through which compassion and love can come through.
Oswald Chambers 曾经说
Oswald Chambers once said
我们活在这世上并不是证明神是个应允祷告的神。
When we live on this world, we are not trying to prove that God is one who answers, fulfills prayers.
乃是要让我们的生命成为神恩典的纪念塔。
That we are in fact to become the milestone or the commemorative plagues of God's grace on us.
在我们等候期待的岁月里。
That in the times when we are waiting,
神每天亲自带领，牵着我们一步一步的接近他。
God personally led us and brought us closer to Him step by step.
Often answer to prayer doesn't come quickly.
很多时候应允的祷告不是很迅速的就会来到。
And this definitely was not an exception.
可是呢，所以我这一次也不例外。
But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to intercede on my behalf.
可是我的父母在对于要为我祈求这方面完全没有灰心。
Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with her prayers.
像那非常坚定的那寡妇一样，我妈妈向天堂发动了所谓祷告的轰炸。
She knew that it would take nothing short of a miracle to bring this prodigal son to the father.
我妈妈知道，唯独神迹才能够将这个浪子带回到天父的身边。
And a miracle is exactly what God did.
And 确实，上帝就行了神迹。
This miracle came one day with a bang on my door.
这神迹呢，是在有一天突然间我的门有人敲门。
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep.
我打开我的门，我在我的门前。
Were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and 2 big German shepherd dogs.
有十二位联邦毒品管制局的官员，有亚特兰大的警察以及两只大狼狗。
They confiscated all my money and my drugs.
他们没收充公了我所有的金钱以及我的毒品。
And I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
那时候我被控告的罪状是拥有 9.1 吨的大麻。
With that amount, I was facing 10 years to life in a federal prison.
我那时候也面对了十年徒刑在联邦监狱里面。
I had started with a bright future among society's finest in academia.
我其实是在整个教育界的最高层次当中，我开始了我生命一种所谓光明的开始。
And I found myself in the ditch among society's despised in Atlantic City Detention Center.
可是在这个亚特兰大的拘留所当中，我发现我竟然是在社会所鄙视的这一群人当中。
So I tried calling my friends.
所以我尝试打电话给我的朋友。
You know those type of friends that say, whenever you need something, just give me a call.
你知道吧？就是那些朋友说，你如果需要什么，你就打电话给我。
Those friends that get me more into trouble than they're any good for me.
其实这些朋友常常是使我让我自找麻烦，多过于给予我帮助。
Well, what I didn't realize was I had a praying mother at home.
我不知道的是，我其实在家有一个为我祷告的母亲。
Watch out.
你真的是要当心哦。
And my mom knew as long as I had those type of friends around,
我妈妈知道说只要我身边还有这些猪朋狗友，
I would find no need for God and no need for my parents.
那我心中我就不会觉得说我会需要上帝，我会需要我的父母。
And remember, she loves bold prayers.
记得吧，我妈妈非常喜欢这样很大胆放胆的祷告。
So she prayed years ago that somehow, some way, God would cause all of those friends to desert me.
所以多年前，其实她已经向上帝祈求说，上帝不管用什么样的方式，使得这些朋友远离我。
And on that day, not one friend answered my collect calls.
在当天呢，我被捕的当天，我打电话的时候，没有一个朋友接了我的电话。
So mothers, beware of your prayers; they're gonna come true.
所以妈妈，你们要注意哦，你的祷告是可以成就的。
So I was down to the bottom of the list.
所以呢，我跌到了所谓低谷。
Home, and I did not want to make that phone call.
也就是我的家，我真的是不想打这一通电话。
As I imagined the earful that I was going to get on the other line.
我觉得说，哦，我一定会听到一大堆牢骚的话。
But my mother's first words were.
可是我妈妈对我说的第一句话是。
Son.
儿子啊。
Are you okay?
你还好吗
？No condemnation.
完全没有对我有任何的定罪。
No berating words，
没有斥责的话语。
Just words of unconditional love，
只有那无条件爱的语言。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 2 verse 4，
保罗在罗马书第二章第四节这么写的，
That it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance，
是上帝的恩慈领着我们悔改。
Notice that it doesn't say God's anger，
我们注意这里不是说上帝的愤怒，
Doesn't even say God's judgment，
也不是说上帝的审判。
But it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance，
而是上帝的恩慈领我们悔改。
And even on that miserable day God was pouring out His grace，
在那一个非常辛苦的那一天，上帝向我倾倒了他的恩慈。
And drawing me to Himself through the words of my mother，
带我接近了他，接近了我母亲的语言。
Actually my mom wasExcited to get that phone call, if you can believe it or not.
其实你可以相信或不相信，可是呢，我妈妈其实当天接到这通电话非常兴奋。
Because I hadn't called home in years.
因为我已经多年没有打电话回家了。
And she knew without a doubt that this was God's answer to her prayers.
她非常相信的知道说这个是上帝回应了她的祷告。
So as she hung up that phone, fighting back the tears.
所以当他挂上电话，他其实已经泪水充满着眼眶。
She knew she had to do like that good old hymn says.
他知道说他应该要像效法那美好诗歌所写的。
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
数算你生命中的恩典，要一样一样的来数算。
No matter what storm she was going through，
不管她是在经历什么样的一种风暴，
No matter what heartache she was enduring， she had to count her blessings，
不管她心有多痛，她需要来数算恩典。
So she set the phone down and next to the phone was a calculator，
所以她把电话挂上，在她身旁在电话旁边有一个计算机。
And she tore off a little piece of the adding machine tape paper，
他就从计算机上把一张小纸条撕下来。
And she wrote down these first blessings.
他开始写下这第一项的恩典。
Christopher is in a safe place.
Christopher 又宣他是在一个很安全的地方。
Compared to before.
跟以前相比。
And he called home for the very first time.
他第一次打电话回家。
As my years in prison passed,
随着我在监狱里面的岁月，
She kept adding to this list and counting her blessings.
她继续的把不同的恩典加在这一个清单上。
And today this list of blessings is longer and taller than she is.
这个清单已经比我母亲的身高还来得长。
3 days later, I was walking around the cell block.
三天以后，我在监狱的监狱里面行走。
And I passed by this garbage can.
那时经过了一个垃圾桶。
And I looked at this trash and I thought, my life is like this garbage.
我看到垃圾桶里面的垃圾，我说啊，我的生命就像这垃圾一般。
I'm from upper middle class suburb of Chicago.
我是从芝加哥的中上等阶级来的。
My father has 2 doctorates.
我父亲是双料博士。
I was only 3 months away from receiving my own doctorate.
我也不过那三个月，我就能够得到我自己本身的博士文凭。
I had it made. I had a bright future.
我其实我的前途是康庄大道。
But now I found myself among common criminals.
可是我现在我竟然是身处在这些囚犯当中，这些平凡的囚犯当中。
Trash.
垃圾。
And with my head down, I was about to pass by that garbage can.
我低着头，我正要就走过经过这个垃圾桶。
But something on top of the trash caught my eye.
可是在垃圾桶的上方有一个东西吸引了我的目光。
I bent over, I picked it up.
我弯下腰，我把它捡起来。
And it was a Gideon's New Testament.
是一本基甸的新约圣经。
I took that New Testament back to my cell and I opened up that good book.
我把这基甸圣经带回我的牢房，我开打开了这本好书。
And for the first time, I read the entire Gospel of Mark that night.
就这么一次过了，也在我生命第一次，我在那一在当晚，我读完了整篇的马可福音。
But I was not thinking this is the answer to my problems.
可是那时候我并不是觉得说这是解决我问题的方案。
I was simply thinking I've got an enormous amount of time on my hands and I better pass it somehow.
我只是觉得说，哦，我手头上有太多的时间，我需要找一些时间来度日子。
But as many of you know, sisters and brothers,
可是你们许多人，我们的弟兄姐妹们，你们是知道的。
What we have in our Bibles,
在我们手中的这圣经里
is not just ink on paper.
不只是白纸黑字，不只是墨写在纸上。
But what we have in our Bibles is the very breath of God.
而在我们圣经里面是上帝真真实实的那一口气。
It is living and powerful.
是活着的，是有能力的。
And sharper than any double-edged sword.
是比尖锐的剑还来的尖锐的。
Able to cut through the hardest of hearts.
能够切穿那最硬的心肠。
Exposing my sin, my rebellion, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
将我的罪，将我的叛逆能够一览无遗的暴露出来。
And I thought things couldn't get any worse.
那是非常难看的一个景物。我觉得说啊，这应该是我生命的最低谷了吧。
Well, I was wrong.
哦，我大错特错。
Couple weeks later, I was called into the nurse's office.
几个星期后，我被招进一个办公室里。
They handcuffed me, chained my hands around my waist, and shackled my feet together.
其实那时候我的手跟脚都是牢靠的。
I shuffled into the nurse's office. She sat me down.
我蹒跚的这样走进了那个护士的办公室里。
And I knew something wasn't right.
我知道，我心中其实开始忐忑，觉得说好像不对劲。
She was uncomfortably struggling with her words, and she couldn't even give me eye contact.
我发现说，那个护士她没办法和我有那个眼对眼的接触，而且她在怎么就像现在一样，不知道要说什么。
So she resigned to writing something on a piece of paper and slowly slid it across the desk to me.
所以他决定就在一张小纸条上写了下东西，然后从桌子上这样传给我。
It had three letters and a symbol.
上面有三个字母以及一个符号。
It read HIV positive.
上面写着 HIV 阳性反应。
圣诞节即将来临的一天下午。
On this afternoon, as Christmas was approaching,
我接到佑轩从监狱打来的电话。
I received this call from Christopher.
虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的噪声。
Although in the background was just noise,
却也掩盖不住他那颤抖又微弱的声音。
But it couldn't hide his trembling and weak voice.
妈。
Mom,
我得到了艾滋病病毒。
I do carry the HIV virus.
这哀伤绝望的气息突然间让我感到天旋地转。
My head was in a total spin when I got this sad news.
自从知道儿子过着同性恋的生活后。
Ever since I knew that Christopher was living a gay life,
我最害怕会发生的噩梦成了真。
The nightmare that I feared the most became a reality.
儿子被联邦政府判刑六年。
My son was sentenced to by the federal government to 6 years in prison.
但这个宣告有如死刑，令我难以接受。
But this latest news was.A death penalty. It was hard for me to accept.
放下电话，我心痛如刀绞。
After I put down the phone, my heart was stabbed.
茫茫然，我不知所措地走进了我的小祷告室。
I was at a total loss, and I walked into the prayer closet.
跪在十字架下。
I knelt down before the cross.
我低头。
I bowed down my head.
让这首悦耳的歌声不停地在我脑海里冲荡。
And yet this song just continued to ring through in my mind.
我心灵得安宁。
That my soul is well.
我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul. It is well.
'Tendeth my way when sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
大家跟我们一起唱。
Let us sing this together.
It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
One more time.
Let's try again.
It is well, it is well.With my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
A few days after receiving that devastating news,
在我接到这晴天霹雳的消息的几天之后。
I was lying in my bed and I looked up at the metal bunk above me.
我躺在我的床上，我看到我头上的床铺。
There was graffiti, profanity.
我看到上面有涂鸦，有写的一些肮脏的语言。
Someone had scribbled something in the corner and it read.
然后有人在一个角落那边写了一句。
If you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11.
如果你觉得很无聊的话，你就请读耶利米书第二十九章十一节。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.
因为我知道我对你所怀的意念，这是耶和华所说的。
Plans to prosper you.
你意念是要使你能够蒙福赐平安。
And not to harm you.
不是为了要降灾降祸来伤害你。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
我这计划是要让你在有个未来，有个希望。
You see, at the most hopeless point in my life,
在我最绝望的这个时刻，
God was using the words penned by a prophet thousands of years ago to a rebellious nation, Israel.
上帝使用了这样一千年之前，这个先知写给。被叛逆以色列国的这一句话
to tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in the past
来告诉我说不管我是谁或在我过去行了什么事
he still had a plan for me
他对我还是有这样的一个意念一个计划
I had no idea where this was going to take me
我其实对这样的一个计划会往什么方向走我一无所知
But God gave me enough faith enough strength to get through that one day and the next and the next
可是上帝给了我足够的那样信心以及力量来度过那一天然后接下来又一天又一天又一天
My transformation was gradual
我的改变其实是很渐进的。
And God was convicting me of the dependencies in my life.
上帝也在我心中开始动工，让我知道我在生命当中有许多依靠的。
The most obvious was drugs.
最明显的也就是毒品。
But within a few months, God delivered me from the bondage of that addiction.
可是，在几个月的时间当中，上帝 解开了我对毒品的这样的捆绑。
But the last thing that I was holding on to was my sexuality.
而我最后所紧抓的不放的，也就是我的性倾向，我的性向。
So,I was reading through the Bible and it was so clear to me that God loved me unconditionally.
我在圣经当中我看得非常的清楚，上帝告诉我说他是无条件的爱我。
But I also came across some passages that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was, my sexuality.
可是我也读到某些经文好像是对我，我觉得是我核心的这样一个身份的一种抨击。
So I went to a chaplain and I asked him his opinion on this issue of homosexuality.
所以我去一个一个牧者，然后我向他询问说，哎，我的这个同性恋倾向是怎么一回事？
And to my surprise, this chaplain actually told me that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality.
那让我吃惊的是，这位牧者竟然说，其实在其实圣经里面竟没有指责，对不起，指责同性恋。
And he actually gave me a book explaining that view.
他竟然也给我了一本书，是来解释这样的一个观点。
So I took that book with much curiosity.
所以我带着许多的好奇心，我拿着这样一本书。
In the hopes of finding biblical justification for homosexuality.
我希望说有一种所谓圣经的观点是能够来。说 OK， 我同性恋是可行的。
I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other.
我一手拿着那本册子，一手拿着圣经。
And from a human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book is claiming.
从人的观点来说，我可以完全的接受那本书里面所写的论点。
So I could justify the way I had been living.
我也可以这样来告诉我自己说，我这样活的方式是可行的。
But God's indwelling Holy Spirit convicted me.
可是上帝那在我们心灵里面活着的那灵，让我心得了定罪。
That those assertions from that book were a clear distortion of God and His Word.
让我有这样绝对信念，知道说这本书里面所写的是扭曲了上帝里面所写的。
I couldn't even finish that book, and I gave it back to the prison chaplain.
我没有办法读完那本书，我也就将。这本书还给了那位牧者，监狱里面的牧者。
So I turned to the Bible alone.
所以我只转向专一的在圣经上。
And I went through every verse, every chapter, looking for justification for gay relationships.
我看了每一章每一节，就为了要找到能够让我有。同性恋能够得到接受的理由。
I went cover to cover several times. I had time.
我手头上是有很多时间，所以我圣经读了一遍又一遍。
And I couldn't find anything.
可是我什么都找不着。
So I was at a turning point, and a decision had to be made.
我在人生的这样一个转捩点，我需要做出一个决定。
Either abandon God and His Word and live as a gay man and pursue a monogamous gay relationship.
要么我就放弃上帝的话语，我继续活出我这样同性恋的生命，我能够专一的在一个同性恋的关系里面。
By allowing my feelings to dictate who I was and how I lived.
也就让我的情感来掌控我是谁，我要怎么行。
Or,
或者是
abandon pursuing a monogamous gay relationship.
放弃这样一个所谓专一的同性恋关系。
By freeing myself from my sexuality,
从我的这样一个性倾向当中得到释放
，and live as a follower of Jesus Christ,
而活出一个是基督跟随者的生命。
My decision was clear and obvious.
我的决定是非常明显的。
I followed Jesus.
我决定跟随耶稣。
As the days and the weeks and the months of abstinence passed.
随着远离同性恋行为的几数数个数星期数周数年。
I realized that my sexuality should not be the core of who I am.
我知道说我的性倾向不应该是我的核心身份。
God tells us that he loves us unconditionally.
上帝告诉我们说他是无条件的爱我们。
But then I added to God's truth and said, so therefore he doesn't want me to change.
可是I'm sorry.
But I added to God's truth and I said, so therefore he doesn't want me to change.
上帝，可是我自己本身却在上帝的真理上，我又加盐加醋，我说哦，可是上帝不想要我做出任何的改变。
But I realized after reading the Bible that unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
可是后来我发现说，上帝无条件的爱我，不代表他无条件的同意我的行为。
My identity shouldn't be defined just by my sexuality.
所以我的身份不应该只是以我的性倾向来作为一个定义。
My identity is not gay.Ex-gay or even heterosexual for that matter.
我的身份其实不应该是同性恋者、前同性恋者，甚至是异性恋者。
But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone.
可是我的身份应该是完全属于在基督里面，是一个活着上帝的孩子。
God says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
上帝说你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
I used to think that if I were to become a Christian and to please God, I would have to become a heterosexual.
我过去曾经想说 OK, 如果我要讨神的喜悦的话，那我就必须成为一个异性恋者。
But I noticed that God never said, be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual.
可是我发现说，诶，上帝从来没有说过，哦，你要做一个异性恋者，因为我是一个异性恋者。
But neither did he say, be homosexual, for I am homosexual.
他也没有说过我是同性恋者，所以你需要做同性恋。
Rather, God said, be holy, for I am holy.
反而上帝说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality.
所以同性恋的反面不是异性恋。
That is not the goal.
这不是我们的目标。
But the opposite of homosexuality is holiness.
而同性恋的反面其实是圣洁。
As a matter of fact, the opposite of any struggle with sin is holiness.
其实任何罪对罪的挣扎的反面都是圣洁。
Because change is not the absence of temptations.
因为改变不是在一个所谓没有挣扎的情况之下。
But change is the ability to be holy in the midst of our temptations.
而改变是在我们还在挣扎面对试探当中，我们能够做出反应。
Because the ultimate issue is not what I'm struggling with.
因为最终的课题不是说、哦、我现在到底是在挣扎什么样的一个事情。
Not whether I'm still tempted or not.
不是说我现在还有没有试探在我生命中。
But the ultimate issue is that I yearn after God in total surrender and complete obedience.
在最终极的目标其实是我心完全的是希望贴近神，是要追寻那完全的顺服。
As I began to live this life of surrender and obedience,
当我开始学习这种降服以及顺服的生命，
God began to reveal His plan for my life.
上帝开始向我展现了他对我生命的计划。
And He called me to full-time ministry while I was in prison, of all places.
当我还在监狱里面的时候，上帝呼召我进入全职全时间的侍奉。
And I realized it didn't matter where I was, whether in prison or out of prison, because my calling would remain the same.
后来我发现 我认清说不管我在监狱里或者是在任何地方，我的呼召是相同的，不会改变。
With that change of heart, God did another miracle and He shortened my sentence from 6 years to 3 years.
在我心中刚有这样的一种信念的时候，上帝又行了一个神迹，我的徒刑从6年减少到3年。
So with only about a year left of my prison sentence, I knew I needed to learn more about the Bible if I wanted to continue in ministry.
所以我其实在监狱里面我只剩差不多1年的时间，我知道说如果我要进入这样一个神学方面的学习的话，我需要专心的读我的圣经。
So I called up Collect and I asked my parents to mail me an application to Moody Bible Institute.
所以我打了通电话回到家，我跟我父母说你请你把那个穆迪圣经学院的申请表寄给我。
But then there was silence on the other line because I think they both dropped their phones.
可是在电话那一方面完全是宁静的，我觉得说他们那时候已经把电话筒就是放掉。
So I received the application and I quickly began filling it out.
我收到了那申请表，我很快的就把申请表填好。
Until I realized I needed references.
那后来我就发现说，哦，有需要人帮我写推荐信。
From people who knew me as a Christian for at least 1 year.
而写推荐信的这些人需要认识我，就是至少有那样一年的时间是作为基督徒的那样一年。
The only people that knew me as a Christian for more than 1 year were people in prison.
而那些知道我已经成为基督徒超过一年的人，其实他们都在监狱里。
But I was able to persuade a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate to write my references to Moody.
那我后来我说服了我们监狱里面的牧者，我们监狱里面一个警卫，以及我一个同房的老友，帮我写这推荐。
So another big miracle is that Moody actually accepted me.
那另外一个神迹是穆迪圣经学院竟然接收了我。
So I was released from prison in July of 2001, and I started the very next month in August of 2001 at Moody.
2001年的7月，我从监狱里面被释放出来。接下来那一个月，我就进入了这样圣经学院。
So imagine the surprise of my classmates when I answered their question, "What did you do this summer?"
所以你可以试想说，当我面对我的同学，他们说，哎，你这暑假做了些什么呀？
I graduated from Moody in 2005 and went on to get my master's in exegesis from Wheaton College Graduate School.
我2005年我从穆迪我毕业了，然后接下来我进入了。惠顿去修读我在释经学上的一个学位。
And then just last year received my doctorate of ministry from Bethel in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
那我去年是在伯特利得到了我在我的博士学位。
And in 2011, I wrote, co-authored a book with my mother in English called Out of a Far Country.
那2011年我和我母亲同写了这一本书叫做 Out of a Far Country, 不再是我。
And then just last year, it was published in Chinese, called No Longer Me.
去年就出版在写了出有一本中文版叫做不再是我。
And she wrote chapter 1, I wrote chapter 2. She wrote all the odd chapters, I wrote the even chapters.
我们分别写单数以及偶数。
Because we wanted to tell you our story from our own first person voice.
因为我们希望从我们第一人称的这样观点来告诉大家我们的故事。
How you can have the same situation, but told from two totally different perspectives.
你可以有一个相同的景况，可是有完全两个不同的观点。
And yet God in His power and His grace brought us all back together.
上帝在他的能力以及恩典当中将我们大家都带回到同一个地方。
In the back of every book, English and Chinese, is an 8-week discussion guide.
在每一本书，不管是中文版还是英文版，背后都有一个为期8星期的讨论的材料。
That many small groups are using as a curriculum to help them continue this conversation on sexuality, prayer, and prodigals.
其实很多小组都在使用这样一个教材来作为他们的圣经讨论，以致说他们能够继续在这样一个讨论当中继续探索什么叫做性倾向，什么叫做祷告，什么叫做
prodigals
浪子。
And we also found out that Christian high schools are using our book as a textbook.
我们发现说，哦，原来有些基督教高中也已经开始使用这本书作为他们的教科书。
Because I don't know you know this or not, parents.
所以我不知道说你们父母你们知道还是不知道。
Our youth and young adults are being flooded with resources on sexuality, all from an unbiblical worldview.
我们的青少年，我们的青年人，其实在他们的生命当中，从来自这种不符合圣经的观点已经泛滥在他们的整个思维当中。
And unfortunately, most of us parents, not only do we not give them any resources on biblical sexuality, but we don't even talk about sex and sexuality from a biblical perspective at home.
很可惜的是，我们作为父母的，我们很多时候不单单是没有给我们孩子任何的资源，我们自己本身也不讨论性，也不讨论所谓性倾向这方面。
Because it is guaranteed if you don't speak to your children about sexuality, I guarantee you the world will.
我可以保证，如果你自己本身不和你的孩子讨论 在所谓性和性倾向这方面的事情，世界就会告诉他们关于这方面的事。
So sometimes people go back to our book table.
所以很多时候我们回到我们的书桌。
And even though we sold out this past weekend of our English books, we will mail more here for next week.
虽然说我们已经英文版已经卖光了，可是我们接下来我们会寄更多的。
And so actually, sometimes people go back to our table.
很多时候有时候回到书摊。
One time, this grandmother came back to our table and she said, "I want 12 books."
有一位奶奶告诉我说，我想要有十二本书。
We told her you just need one.
我说你其实只需要一本。
She says, "No, I need 12 because I have 12 grandchildren."
我说，她说我需要十二本，因为我有十二个孙儿女。
And every one of them must learn about biblical sexuality.
他们每一个孙子都需要来学习所谓圣经观点所教导的性。
Silence is no longer an option.
沉默不再是一个选择。
Will we continue to let the world fill our kids' minds with unbiblical sexuality views, or will we seize the opportunity and equip our children on biblical sexuality? The choice is ours.
我们继续要让我们的孩子的脑中充斥着世界所告诉他们不属于圣经的教导吗？还是我们要选择做来教导我们孩子符合圣经教导的性观念？
Amazingly, God has given us back the years that the locusts have taken away.
很奇妙的，上帝重新的给回我们那因为那蝗虫所夺去的那数岁月。
Where my parents and I travel around the nation, around the world, talking about God's grace and God's truth on this issue of sexuality.
当我和我父母，我们一起能够在世界各地，我们能够来分享上帝的恩典，以及圣经里面所教导的这样性观念。
And even more blessing, God has brought me back to Moody, where I'm now teaching in the Bible department.
有另外更多层次的恩典是上帝带我回到了穆迪圣经学院做教导。
So I went from prisoner to professor. How about that for a resume?
所以你可以看我的简历，我是从一个囚犯变成一个教授。
But God has done far more abundantly beyond all that we have asked or thought.
上帝超乎我们所求所想的。
As I look back at our story,
当我回想看我们的故事的时候，
seems so much to focus upon this one prodigal.
似乎说好像很多焦点是放在这个浪子身上。
But it's really about a family of prodigals.
可是这其实是整个家庭都是浪子。
All of us were or still are prodigals.
我们大家其实都还在曾经是或者现在还是在流浪的。
But even more importantly, this story isn't just about prodigals, but it's a story about a heavenly father.
可是这故事不是专注在一个浪子身上，乃是更是关于一个天父。
A heavenly father who's always waiting with his arms open for his prodigals to come home.
一个天父，这样一个天父是敞开他的双手，等待着所有的浪子回到他身边。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for today.
父啊，我们为了今天，我们感谢你。
We praise you, Father, that in all things you reign.
我们赞美你，因为在任何事上你都是掌权的。
Lord, many of us have prodigals in our lives.
哦，主啊，我们在生命当中有许多的流浪。
Help us to stand in the gap for our loved ones.
让我们在你和我们所喜爱的人的这样一个破口之中，我们站立着。
And Lord, for those of us here who don't even know we're prodigals,
哦主啊，如果我们自己并不知道我们是那浪子，
I pray, Lord, that you would remove the blinders from their eyes.
我求你就从他们的眼中取走那个挡住他们视线的眼帘。
Father, help us to draw closer to you each and every day.
父啊，帮助我们，让我们能够每一天都能够更加的亲近你。
We love you because you loved us first.
我们爱你是因为你先爱我们。
Not because we are so good.
不是因为我们有多么好。
Solely because you are good.
单单是因为神你是美善的。
God, we praise you and we ask this in Jesus' name.
上帝，我们这样来赞美你，我们也以耶稣的名来向你祈求。
Amen.
Amen.